You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Hello, my name is Zeke Robison, and this is Tech in 2, the coronavirus update from Wired. A number of top gamers are quitting esports to pursue what they see as more sustainable careers as Twitch or YouTube personalities. Damon Lau is head of esports at United Talent Agency. He says he's seen a growing number of people make the switch over the past 2 years. The calculation is simple. They feel they can make more money over the long term and with less grueling schedules by playing games on YouTube or Twitch for their fans. Esports organizations, game publishers, and even sponsors are also slowly reallocating attention and resources from competitive tournaments to video game streamers. The movements reflect, at least in part, serious concerns among esports professionals about the health of their industry. And several told Wired that they're investing more in gaming content creators or influencers as a way to diversify their business. It's true, you and just about everyone else really are taking video meetings as a time to multitask. A new study of Microsoft employees finds that people multitask more frequently in larger and longer meetings, and that multitasking happens far more often in recurring meetings than during ad hoc meetings. Meetings held in the morning have higher rates of multitasking than at other times of day, and multitasking takes place 6 times as often in video meetings lasting more than 80 minutes compared with meetings that take 20 minutes or less. Microsoft shared the details of what it calls the largest study to date of multitasking and remote teams this week as part of a human-computer interaction conference. And all pandemic long, scientists brawled over how the virus spreads. The fight was droplets versus aerosols, and the distinction between droplet and airborne transmission is huge. To combat droplets, you can wash hands frequently with soap and water. To fight infectious aerosols, the air itself is the enemy. For hospitals, that means expensive isolation wards and N95 masks for all medical staff. It turns out that medical textbooks have drawn the line between droplets and aerosols at 5 microns for the past 60 years. By this definition, any infectious particle smaller than 5 microns in diameter is an aerosol. Anything bigger is a droplet. But where did that measurement come from? And why was the reality far messier, with particles much larger than 5 microns staying afloat and behaving like aerosols depending on heat, humidity, and airspeed? The key was in the flawed 5-micron figure. This incorrect figure has sat at the heart of the WHO's and the CDC's flawed guidance, such as the 6-foot guideline. Wired followed a scientist's quests through history to find out the incorrect measurement, which eventually led to the WHO quietly updating a page on its website in a section on how the coronavirus gets transmitted. Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech in 2 newsletter at wired.com/TT.
So if you ask anyone in the Wired newsroom what's on your mind, here's what some of us are thinking about. big tech,
the coronavirus pandemic,
climate change,
disinformation, and election security,
what policing should look like in the future.
This is Get Wired. And I'm your host, Lauren Good.
Every story about technology is really a story about people.
The good, the bad, and the ugly.
Get Wired. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.